Hello and welcome to this session of What Does the Bible Say? I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Davis of Creekside Messianic Fellowship in beautiful Jasper, Georgia. We hold our services at 1191 East Church Street every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. and every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12:30. What we do is we take a book of the Bible and we go chapter by chapter and verse by verse to see what does the Bible say. So if you join me in Bible study this morning, if you just please open up your Bibles and let's look at it and see what does the Bible say. For more than two decades now, I've been teaching that the law, or the Torah, was not abolished at the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua, or Jesus, and is still very much in effect. If we let the Bible speak for itself, I believe the Bible is very clear on this issue. So I'd like to take a few minutes this morning to examine what it would mean if I'm wrong, and what if the law has been abolished. Well, first, the scriptures say that every word spoken by a true prophet of God will come to pass. In Deuteronomy 18, verses 20 to 22, it says, "But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, 'How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken?' When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him." Unquote. So what the Bible gives us as a standard is, when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, or when they say something like, "The word of the Lord came to me saying," if what they record as a prophecy does not come to pass, then they're a liar. They're a false prophet. The Lord did not give them the message, because as we learn in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, God simply does not change. So what if the law or the Torah has been abolished? Well, if the law has been abolished, then Moses would be a false prophet. For Moses wrote that the feasts of the Lord would be kept forever. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 14, Moses wrote concerning the feast of first fruits called Yom HaBikurim. He said, quote, "You shall eat neither bread nor starched grain nor fresh grain until the same day that you brought an offering to your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings." So if the feast of first fruits of the barley harvest or Yom Bikurim has been abolished, then Moses was wrong. And if he was wrong, then he can't be a true prophet. But that's not all he wrote in Leviticus 23. In verse 21, he wrote concerning the feast of weeks that we call Shavuot, or sometimes in the church, referring to Acts chapter 2, is called the Feast of Pentecost. It's the same feast. He wrote, quote, "And you shall proclaim on the same day that it is a holy convocation to you. You shall do no customary work on it. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations," end quote. So again, if the Feast of Weeks has been abolished, it's not to be kept anymore, then the words that Moses wrote were simply not true. Again, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 31, concerning the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur, Moses wrote, quote, "You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings," end quote. So if the Day of Atonement is no longer to be kept, if it's been abolished and done away with, then Moses' words were not true. And again, in Leviticus 23, verse 41, so this is the fourth time in the same chapter, this time concerning the Feast of Tabernacles, also called Sukkot, he said, quote, "You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month," end quote. If you remember, Leviticus chapter 23 begins with, "The word of the Lord came to Moses saying," which means Moses says these words came right from the lips of the Lord. And four times in Leviticus 23, he says these feasts and festivals are to be kept for how long? It's a statute forever. So repeatedly he says, these will never pass away. They'll be a statute forever. And if the church is right and these have been abolished, we're not to do them anymore, they've passed away, they're Old Testament stuff, then Moses is a false prophet. And we know that can't be because Messiah quotes Moses. He is the prophet who wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. But additionally, we don't have to look just at Leviticus chapter 23. If the Torah, the law has been abolished, it's passé, it's not for us, then Moses is a false prophet, for Moses wrote that the Sabbath of the Lord would be kept forever. When in Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to 17, he wrote, quote, "Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." End quote. So Moses reiterates in Exodus chapter 31 that the Sabbath was to be kept on the seventh day throughout the entire history of the world. A perpetual covenant, he said, forever, he said, because on the seventh day God rested and was refreshed. More than that, not just Moses' reputation is at stake. If the Torah or the law has been abolished, then Isaiah would be a false prophet. For Isaiah wrote that the Lord, our Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, would teach the law, the Torah, from Jerusalem in the day of the Lord, the time of the Messianic kingdom. He wrote in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, quote, "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." End quote. So if Isaiah is wrong and the law has been abolished, then Isaiah is a false prophet. But remember, Isaiah is the one who said in Isaiah 7:14, "Behold, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah is the one who Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given." And talks about the government being upon his shoulders and his name being called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, and Prince of Peace. He prophesied about the second coming of the Lord in the Messianic kingdom. If Isaiah is a false prophet, then you and I, we have a real problem. What we're going to find, though, is Isaiah is a true prophet, and we simply have forgotten in the traditional church of today, what does the Bible say? Carrying on, if the law, the Torah, has been abolished, then Micah would be a false prophet. For Micah also wrote that the Lord would teach the law, the Torah, from Zion, which is Jerusalem, in the days of the Messianic kingdom. When in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, he wrote, "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days," and by latter days it means the, in Hebrew, acharit hayamin, the end of days, which is the Hebrew way of saying the millennial kingdom. "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." So what does this mean for the prophet Micah if the Torah, the law, has been abolished? If it's been eliminated, fulfilled, not for us today? It would mean that Micah would be a false prophet. But remember, Micah is the one who prophesied that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And we know from Scripture that Micah is a true prophet because that is exactly where Messiah was born. Not just Moses, Isaiah, and Micah their reputations are at stake. But also, if the law has been abolished, then Ezekiel would be a false prophet. For Ezekiel wrote that the priests would teach the law, specifically the Torah and the Messianic kingdom, while Messiah Yeshua sits on the throne. In Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 23 to 24, Ezekiel wrote, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. In controversy they shall stand as judges, and judge it according to my judgments. They shall keep my laws and my statutes in all my appointed meetings, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths." So Ezekiel tells us that all the laws concerning what's holy and not holy are still in effect. Those which tell us what foods are clean or unclean, they're still in effect. Those laws that are called the Torah, he specifically uses that word in Hebrew. It says, "my Torah and my statutes," that's another type of commandment, "in all my appointed meetings," those are the feasts and festivals of Leviticus 23 that Moses said would be forever. "And they shall hallow my Sabbaths," referring to the seventh-day Sabbath that Moses wrote about in Exodus chapter 31. He said all these things will still be in existence and in effect, and we're to follow them in the Messianic kingdom with Messiah on the throne. So if the law's been abolished, Moses would be a false prophet, Isaiah would be a false prophet, Micah would be a false prophet, and Ezekiel would be a false prophet. What did Ezekiel prophesy about? He prophesied about the return of the Lord, when the Lord comes from the way of the east to establish his kingdom in Jerusalem in the day of the Lord, and how he's going to rule and reign from there forever, and he's going to live amongst us forever, never again to depart. So we know that Ezekiel's a true prophet, because those things are shortly to come to pass. Well, that's Moses, that's Isaiah, that's Micah, that's Ezekiel. But also, if the law's been abolished, then Jeremiah's a false prophet. For Jeremiah wrote that the New Testament, the renewed covenant, would mean that God would write the law, the Torah, on the hearts and minds of his people. As Jeremiah writes in Jeremiah 31, verse 33, "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Again, the word in Hebrew in Jeremiah 31:33 is the word Torah. And it talks specifically about the time when Messiah returns and establishes the Messianic kingdom here on earth. He assures us that the law is going to be written on the hearts and minds of all those who call themselves God's people. So Jeremiah's reputation is at stake. See the last one? No, of course not. If the law has been abolished, then Zechariah's a false prophet. For Zechariah wrote that everyone who's left alive among the nations, the Gentiles, at the end of the Great Tribulation, will celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem every year. He also wrote that as we approach the day of the Lord, that is the Messianic kingdom, non-Jews would begin to keep the law, the Torah, just like the Jewish people of old did. And he wrote first in Zechariah 14:16, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who's left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King," that's our Messiah Yeshua, ruling and reigning from Jerusalem, "so to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." So if the Feast of Tabernacles has been abolished, it ceased, it's not to be kept anymore, then that would mean that Zechariah would be a false prophet. And Zechariah prophesied the return of the Lord to establish the Messianic kingdom, something that we know is surely to take place. He also told us earlier in Zechariah in chapter 8, verse 23, that the nations, the Gentiles, toward the end, toward the time of the day of the Lord, we're going to start keeping Torah. He said, quote, "Thus says the Lord of hosts." When it says, "thus says the Lord of hosts," you know it's an end times prophecy. Lord of hosts, or in Hebrew, Adonai Zavaot, refers to Messiah returning in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, with the armies of heaven for the battle of Armageddon. So Zechariah says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nation shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, 'Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.'" In those days includes the day of the Lord and the time immediately before it. In other words, the time we're in right now. The 10 men, which is a minyan in Hebrew, it's a representative number, from every language of the nations, which means Gentiles, non-Jews, people like you and me, shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man. But the word sleeve isn't a good translation. It's from the Hebrew word kanaf, which is the corner of the prayer shawl where the tzitzit are tied, or the fringes. And those fringes represent the commandments, statutes, and judgments of God that we call the Torah. So it says they're going to grab hold of the Torah and say, "Let us go with you, for we've heard that God is with you." In other words, they've heard that God is pleased when people walk in accordance with his commandments, statutes, and judgments. And the Gentiles are going to say, "We want to do that too, because we love the Lord. We want to honor the Lord." Remember, our Messiah himself said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So I grew up being taught that commandments had been abolished. They're not for us. They never were, etc. But the Lord said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And that's why I want to be obedient to him. And more on that a little while longer. So it's not just Moses and Isaiah and Micah and Jeremiah and Zechariah. It's also Daniel. If the law's been abolished, then Daniel would be branded a false prophet. For Daniel wrote that the false Messiah, the one we call the Antichrist or the beast of Revelation 13, would intend to change the feasts of the Lord and the Torah during the tribulation period, which he could not do if they had already been abolished by Messiah or by the Apostle Paul or by whichever authority you think might have abolished them. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, Daniel wrote, "He," that is the false Messiah, "shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law." Times there refers to the feasts and the festivals. Law is the Hebrew word Torah, the commandments, statutes, and judgments of God. Daniel 7:25 goes on to say, "Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time." So that refers to the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the time called the Great Tribulation. If the false Messiah is going to try and change the feasts and the festivals and change the law of God during the tribulation period, it means they weren't abolished 2,000 years ago. Now, doesn't it? But additionally, Daniel wrote that the false Messiah or Antichrist or beast of Revelation 13, pick your preferred term, that he would stop the sacrifice and offering in the tribulation temple. If the law had been abolished, then there would be no temple service to stop, and nowhere for the false Messiah to set up the abomination of desolation. Daniel 9:27 says, Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, that is a 7-year period actually, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. So in Daniel 9:27, Daniel prophesies about an abomination of desolation that's going to stand in the holy place. Messiah, Yeshua, or Jesus himself in Matthew 24:15 says, "When you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place," the one written by Daniel the prophet. So he himself, Messiah, says Daniel prophesied correctly about the abomination of desolation that's going to stand in the holy place. Well, if the law's been abolished, then there'd be no temple, there'd be no sacrifices to stop, there'd be no place to establish the abomination of desolation, wouldn't there? But that also tells you that if Daniel's a false prophet and his prophecies won't come true, and Messiah quotes Daniel and refers to him as a prophet, what would that say about our Messiah, Yeshua? Yeah, it would mean that if the law truly had been abolished, then our Messiah, Yeshua, or Jesus himself would be a false prophet.
For Yeshua himself said, until heaven and earth pass away, which does not happen until after the Messianic kingdom has been in place for 1,000 years, and we come to Revelation 21, verse 1. He said not the smallest letter, or even the smallest piece of a letter, would pass away from the Torah, from the law. That's what he said in Matthew 5, 18 and 19. He said, quote, for assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So Messiah tells us that till heaven and earth pass away, and they haven't yet, not the smallest letter or piece of a letter would pass from the Torah until all that has been prophesied has come to pass. And there's much prophecy yet to be fulfilled, right? The rapture and the resurrection, the tribulation period, the establishment of the Messianic kingdom, the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, all that's yet future. And he says, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments, referring to the law, the Torah, and teaches men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, that is the commandments of the Torah, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Moreover, if the law had been abolished, then Yeshua or Jesus would be a false prophet. For Yeshua said that when the saints in the tribulation see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, they should flee from Jerusalem, but they should pray that it not be on the Sabbath. If the Torah had been abolished, then there would be no Sabbath to be concerned about. But in Matthew 24:20, he said, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Another point, if the law had been abolished, the Messiah would be a false prophet, for Yeshua said that his words would never pass away. In Matthew 24:35, it says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And it was Messiah who gave the Ten Commandments and the rest of the Torah to Moses back in the Old Testament. These are all his words. Sometimes we forget, John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt or tabernacled amongst us. That is, Messiah Yeshua is God from all eternity. So all the commandments, statutes, and judgments of the Lord actually came from Messiah. In the New Testament, not only would Messiah be a false prophet, but if the law has been abolished, then the Apostle John would also be a false prophet. For John told us twice that the saints in the tribulation period would observe and keep the commandments of God. In Revelation 12:17, he said, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, that is, of Yeshua the Messiah. And again in Revelation 14:12, he said, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So John himself, who wrote Revelation, he wrote the Gospel of John, he wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, says that in the tribulation period, all of the believers, all of the saints of God, will have faith in Messiah, because that's how we're saved. But they also will keep the commandments, statutes, and judgments of God that we call the Torah, or in the New Testament, they call the law. Even though that's not the best translation, what the word Torah really means is the instruction. That is, the Torah is the instruction of God in how his children can walk in a way that is pleasing unto him. How can we avoid sin? What is sin? 1 John 3:4. Sin is the transgression of the Torah, or sin is lawlessness, depending upon your translation of the scriptures. We're running out of time, so let's think about drawing to a conclusion. If the law has been abolished, as so many churches teach, then so many of the great prophets of the Bible would have to be branded as false prophets. And I didn't give you a comprehensive list. I just picked from some of the major prophets. Everybody knows that Moses was a prophet. The Bible tells us so. The New Testament confirms that he was a prophet. Isaiah, how many times is Isaiah quoted in the New Testament? He's quoted all over the place. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Daniel. Messiah refers to these people. The New Testament writers, Paul refers to these people. John refers to the Old Testament constantly. In the book of Revelation, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of references back to these prophets in the Old Testament. So if these prophets are false prophets, they're not from God, then the entire Bible would simply crumble before us. Ladies and gentlemen, that simply cannot be. The prophets we have in what we call the Old Testament were all true prophets of God. Things that they prophesied have come to pass many before our eyes. They said Israel will become a nation again. Ezekiel wrote that. And we saw the nation of Israel regathered within our lifetimes, or at least some of us that are on this radio program within our lifetimes. 200 years ago, people had forgotten that Israel even existed. That it had been so wiped off the map, they thought it would never, ever be reconstituted as a nation. But God's prophets knew, and they wrote about it 2,700 years ago, give or take. And that's happened. Jerusalem has come back into Jewish hands. People of the Jewish nation are coming to faith in Messiah by record numbers all over the world as God, through the Holy Spirit, moves in their lives and in their hearts. They're getting ready to rebuild the temple, as Ezekiel chapters 40 to 48 tell us in great detail is going to happen. Isaiah told us about the day of the Lord and how it's coming and how these things are going to take place, and they're going to. We see the starts, the planning, the provisions all before us. The Battle of Gog and Magog of Ezekiel 38 and 39 is Russia and their Muslim allies coming against Israel. If you look at what's happened today in the nation of Syria, you see these nations aligning right on Israel's borders, and they're starting to threaten Israel. We see these things right at the door. How can we possibly think that these prophets are not prophets of God? And, oh man, if these prophets are all prophets that are false prophets, and Messiah refers to them as true prophets, and even his words don't come to pass, what would that mean for our faith, ladies and gentlemen? Is Messiah, Yeshua, or Jesus a false prophet? Absolutely not. He is a true prophet. Every word he wrote will come to pass. He's God from all eternity. He doesn't change. His words cannot be wrong. Rather, it's as Peter described in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 to 16, where Peter said, "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they also do the rest of the scriptures." This simply means that some of the Apostle Paul's writings have been misunderstood, leading some Christian scholars to erroneously conclude that the law has been abolished. But review these scriptures yourselves that we've talked about today and think hard about the consequences if the law truly had been abolished. May God bless you, each and every one.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today, folks. If you've enjoyed this Bible study and you want more information on what we teach, please go to our website at www.john1415.org, where you'll find all of our Bible studies for the past 3 or 4 years in MP3 format, organized by book. And we've covered just about every book in the Bible. So you can listen online, or you can right-click on the link and download the file to your iPhone, iPad, or however you like to listen to your teachings. May God bless you. We'll see you next week.